Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Hello.
Hello, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the Vice President of the Blandin Foundation, Wade Fouth, joining us today. Welcome.
Welcome to you.
One thing we want to probably start with is, for those who are uninitiated, what is the Blandin Foundation and how did it come to be?
Well, it's a great story. It's the classic rags-to-riches tale of a gentleman by the name of Charles K. Blandin. Was born in Wisconsin, left home at the age of 14 with maybe a few pennies to rub together in his pocket, bounced around, was actually homeless for a time, from what we understand, and through repeated effort, repeated business failure, ultimately ended up owning the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and along with it, a paper factory up in northern Minnesota, in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And so, as Mr. Blandin prospered and decided what he was going to do with his legacy, he had the foresight to turn his assets into a charitable trust and foundation that was set up for the benefit of Minnesota and particularly for the Grand Rapids area. So it's a great story about an innovator, a rural innovator, who developed a very successful business in northern Minnesota, capitalizing on our forest resource, and then having the foresight to take that wealth and turn it back into productive use, continued use in rural Minnesota today.
And it's obviously grown beyond Grand Rapids as well.
Correct. Our primary interest and activity always will be in Grand Rapids and the Itasca County area, but we have an abiding interest in all of rural Minnesota. In fact, we're one of the largest philanthropies in the United States that is dedicated entirely to rural areas. And our mission statement is strengthening rural Minnesota communities, particularly the Grand Rapids area.
The second thing I wanted to ask you about, now that we know what the Blandin Foundation is, you must know a great deal about rural Minnesota communities, and I think you might want to share a little bit about innovation that's happening out in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, I think it's an important message for everyone, and particularly rural people, to hang on to the fact that rural is a place that continues to innovate. I think Mr. Blandin was a great example of innovation that occurred 70 years ago in the paper industry. But today, that process continues. There are constantly folks out there, bright folks, who come up with ideas about how to take new technologies and apply them to the natural resource base that makes rural Minnesota so strong.
All right. Well, I really want to thank you for joining us today, Wade. It's been a pleasure. Wade Fouth, who is the Vice President of the Blandin Foundation, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.